Is Troy with you? As we mentioned earlier on today, yes, it is National Ag Day, and also today it's International Men's Day. And well, this man has created something, a lifeline, I suppose, for men to get involved and speak about 6Bs. He's also a sheep and grain producer on a farm in Wathaurou, a man that I've known for quite some time. Brad Milstead joins me. Mate, hello to you.
Troy, very long time. I reckon the last time was probably back at St. Midland Senior High School as we were both rolling through there or bumping into each other on the footy ground, because I reckon you would have been a Rovers man.
I think you might be pretty well right there, great man. So, mate, how are you, and how's life on the farm?
Mate, I'm going all right today. Really looking forward to embracing the fact that it is International Men's Day, and trying to encourage blokes and the ladies in their lives to take a moment to appreciate how bloody special they are as being blokes. And, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. Without both genders, there is no future. So I think a little bit more respect for each other, from each other, will help progress this civilization a hell of a lot better.
Now, you've got something up and running, mate, called the 6Bs. What can you tell people who don't know about it? What can you tell us about it?
Well, the 6Bs was formed back in 2017, May the 8th. It was on the back of an initiative from the Movember Foundation, which is also what part of this busy month is about as well, is Movember. And I'd had an email from them trying to promote the fact that they wanted to make the 8th day, mm-hmm. May the 8th, yep, into Mates Day. So to get in contact with a mate, we'd had a bit of a dry start around here, and not too many of us were seeding. And I contacted a couple of mates leading into that date, and I went, look, we've got a bit of timber here that had fallen down that we'd pushed up to clean up paddocks, and why don't we have a bit of a bonfire and a barbecue up there, and we'll burn this. Yep, that's a great idea. So flicked it out just all via text, and also used social media, or used Twitter as my social media, and promoted it on that, and the ABC Radio had got hold of it and wanted to have a chat to me in the afternoons about it. So while I was there thinking about what I might say or mightn't say, and just trying to do a bit of prep work in my own head, came up with the fact that basically the evening was going to be about 6 core things, and that was going to be blokes, barbecue, bonfire, beers, bonding, and a bit of bullshit. So they all go hand in hand pretty much. And if I'm going to be honest, it was just we'd finished playing team sport around here. There was no male team sport left in Wathaurou, a small town in the Shire of Moore at the very north, or exactly halfway between Perth and Geraldton. Mm. I was really missing my mates. We'd all got a bit older. We've got kids or families that are growing, businesses that are growing, and I just thought it was going to be a great opportunity to get the guys together, get the band back together, I suppose you'd call it. And we've got there, and I remember walking out into the dark to just take the night in, basically, and just looking back into the light of the fire and hearing the laughter, and from the same stories and the new stories that people were sharing. And we had 26, 28 people there, and just the smile on my face from basically, it was just awesome. And from there, it's grown. We've had a good fella from Bolgart, Julie McGill Hooley, has hosted 3 or 4 at his place. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's gone down to West Manjimup. A mate down there, Jamie Nicolaus, has hosted a couple. A bloke out at Esperance, Greg Kerno, has had a couple out that way. And this year we've had one up at Tanindawal with the Messinas and the Critches up there. And we've evolved it from being about the mental health thing to just men's well-being in general, which we all need to own our physical and mental health and well-being a lot more than we do. And it is called our health. It's your health. It's nobody else's. So and just to have those talks between blokes, it's no disrespect to our families. We love them very, very dearly. But to have a blokes-only crowd, nobody needs to be the hunter-gatherer, the protector. Nobody needs to put that big, rough, tough, shiny armour on. And just to sit in a circle stand around the fire and chew the shit, have the bullshit, basically. And, to hear somebody else that might be going through something in their life as our body changes, as we age, can be very reassuring to somebody that, hey, it's okay that's not working like it used to work, or this is how I'm feeling with that now, and that sort of thing. Just to have that reassurance that it is natural, it is normal for our bodies to change as we age, and then to then also maybe have somebody say, I've got a lump here, but no, it'll be right, and somebody else in the circle might go, no, I've had that as well, or I've got a mate that had that, and they did nothing about it, and we buried them then. Mm. So, hopefully it might inspire a few blokes to make that tough decision to go to a doctor. Let's face it, we're not good at it. You know, maybe it might normalise that a little bit more, and then with the mental health side of it, normalise the fact that people can check in on yep. your mates. And, you know, in ag, as you know, Troy, we're very good at sharing our professional lives. I don't know of an industry that shares our wins and our losses better than ag. Like, I just couldn't imagine a room full of retail shop owners getting together and passing on the secrets to their successes, whereas we as farmers just love doing that, particularly if it involves a beer. But it's just that share. And if we can now, as an industry, start to take the personal share as well, and you don't have to tell everybody, but just find those couple of good mates that you do rely on for your part of your well-being and your inner circle, that you can ring them up and say, hey, this happened, and let it go. And just that way, you're venting, you're getting it off the chest. Draw the parallel. It's you stop putting sheep into that top paddock, and if you keep putting sheep into a paddock, it starts to drift away. It starts to erode, and that's when it can blow away. And so, just if you can just keep that top paddock just that little bit more destocked, keep it healthy, and it's going to grow a hell of a lot more than if it's under pressure. So, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
To try and share more. It's probably the six Bs is almost starting to then evolve into the three Cs of connected, communities, and conversation. We're all more connected than we've ever been thanks to mobile technology, and yet we're possibly all more isolated than ever before as well. The phone and the text message has taken the place of meeting at the local sporting club, which might be closed now, particularly in our smaller towns like Wathaurau, we don't get that chance to catch up.
No, certainly. We are chatting with Brad Milstead, a farmer there in Wathaurau, and of course, he's the man behind 6Bs. You can check out the website today, 6Bs.com.au. Mate, do you have an event coming up anytime soon?
No, we don't. I mean, at the moment, obviously, I'm in the Broadacre Grain game that harvest is our number one priority. A lot of us are facing a bit of a tricky harvest. We've had what was an amazing year. Our good friends to the north obviously had massive impacts from Seroja when it went through, but with the impact of the damage, we also ended up with a lot of stored subsoil moisture. We've had a crackingly good early start. Unfortunately, there's big pockets of the state have then also been impacted by frost as it comes along, which is just a typical of a good year. It seems to be that you have a good one and then the frost rolls through, so there's been some massive losses to that. But talking to a lot of people, they're actually saying it's actually not as bad as what they thought. It's coming back okay. Yes, the yield is reduced significantly, but it's not a zero yield, which you will sometimes quite often get with frost. So, and then there's obviously been the impacts of some scatterings of hail through those October rains as well. So, yeah, so basically, very long, short answer, no. There's nothing planned at this stage. We'll just concentrate focus on the job at task of harvesting, but certainly encourage everyone not to get too fixated on it. And obviously, we've got school graduations. I know I've got a school graduation dinner tonight that will be an early stop to the day for me to attend. And just putting that time and energy into our family. Obviously, Christmas is only 36 days away or something,
like
is it?
Yeah, something like that, mate.
All of those pressures come into it. And running along in the background for all of us in ag, particularly grain, is we've got some horrific increases in some of our core input prices for next year. So I just really want to encourage everybody to, we don't need to do anything as a collective under the 6Bs banner, but just take that time to put a bit of time into themselves and try and keep everything into perspective. Get this crop off, get it in the bin, try and sell it as well as you can. Spend some time with your family over Christmas, celebrate that as however you choose to celebrate it. Let's see in the new year and have a bit of a break and then reload and relaunch into next year and see if we can put together a couple of really good ones for the whole state and keep smiles on more faces. And most importantly, try and make a change to that horrible stat that is very real, that 9 Australians every single day commit suicide and 7 of those are blokes. And that was the sad part that I came to the realisation when I formed the 6Bs was at the time it was 8 and 6 blokes. And so the 6Bs is a bit of a tribute to those 6 blokes. And I'm really sorry, but I refuse to add a 7th B into it. I want as many people as possible to do whatever they can to try and change this horrible stat. And let's bring it back to the 6Bs so we can celebrate them every time that we do catch up as a collective and raise a glass to them and pay tribute to their lives.
for sure. So, yeah, if you are wanting to know more, check out the website today, 6bs.com.au, or if you or somebody that you know at the moment is struggling, get in contact maybe with Lifeline today, 131114, 13 11 14, the telephone number. Well, what is today? International Men's Day. Talk it over. Hey, why not? Mate, nice to catch up. Have a good couple of weeks, and we'll try and see if we can catch up with you again soon.
That'd be great, Troy. And, all the very best to you and all the best to everybody. And I know that there's a regional community not too far away from me and in this listener base that's trying to come to terms with a tragic loss just recently. So, my heart goes out to them.